dig and ditches beside the road, when the king himself happened to pass that way and asked him,
"Tell me, dear man, how much do they pay you a day for so hard work?"
"I, Majesty, for this I have 3 groschen a day."
The king was surprised to hear this and asked him how he could live on 3 groschen.
"I, Majesty, if that were all I had to do, would be easy, but I pay back the first of the 3 and the second, and the first is all I have to live on myself."
The king did not understand what he meant. He rubbed his forehead while he thought about it, but no answer occurred to him, so he confessed frankly that he did not understand how it was possible to pay back land and live on 3 groschen.
"Well, sir,"
said the poor man,
It's like this, I'm calling for my father, who is now old and weak. I'm paying him back because he brought me up, but also have a little son to look after. I'm lending him money, so be paying the back when I grow old, and myself have to live on 3 groschen.
"So that's how it is," said the king in delight. "You see, my dear man, I have at home 12 advisers, and the more I pay them, the more they complain. They have nothing to live on and to spend. Now I'll ask them to solve your riddle. But if they should come to ask you, don't tell them what it means until you see my face."
Saying this, he gave the poor man a handful of gold coins and went on his way. As soon as he arrived home, he summoned his 12 advisers.
"You who can't make ends meet with so much money, there's a man in this land who has no more than 3 groschen a day. Yet he pays back one of them, lends the second, and only has the third to live on, but he still manages to make an honest living. Now, if you are so wise, tell me how that is possible, because if you don't tell me by the day after tomorrow, I will all driven out of my country."
"The famous Odurians reign serene, looking grim, and the biggest to discard have this could be each of them was dead to be was hanged, then be the others, but men of them command second of the simple men was dead sips. Then the second to on the third morning they went to appear before the king, but either still couldn't be for home is out and in the end someone be spared to them where they could famed did poor man Cedric's think he was when who could most likely help them out of the nest they were in. The day so posturing him with pleas and turned to tell them what he did with cold 3 groschen, but he wasn't let him fright him. He told them, "Jammered the king's commands and this.
If you show me the king's face, you might be getting some here.
How can we show you the king's face? The king won't come. Just because we tell him to, and you wouldn't be allowed to appear before him either. Just tell us some other way of finding out the answer.
If you can't even think of how to do that, then I can't help you.
They treat a different approach. They promised him the arch. They brought him a large sum of money, saying that he would have enough to live on even without the king's favor, if only he would tell them that one thing. But he stood his ground. Only when they offered him a real pile of money and he had enough of lying at the sink of such wise men at such a loss did he pull out of his pocket one of the gold coins the king had given him and signed.
You see here is a picture of the king. He gave it to me myself. It can see him clearly. I have no reason to fear that I'm going against the king's orders, so I can tell you what I like.
And he told them how it was.
On that third day, it was easy for the advisors to get the king an answer. When the poor man had lent them his command sense, but the king immediately suspected what had happened. He summoned the poor man and asked him,
"Tell me, how is it that you order with honest men how disobeyed my royal command after all?
Tell me how it can otherwise. Honest man have disobeyed my royal command after all. I didn't disobey you, your majesty, because I got nothing out of me until I saw your own face. I still have it here. You gave it to me yourself."
He pulled out the gold coin with the king's image on it and told him the whole story about the 12 advisors, how they had treated him and begged him, and how they had given him gifts, begged him, and how they had given him more gifts, and also how he made fun of them.
"Well," said the king, "if you are so wise that you have more sense than my 12 otherwise, you won't get this any more, but you will live at me core like a lord and sail next to me all meetings of the council."
"And you," he addressed his advised, "aren't you ashamed of yourself? That shall all do wish you now. Not only will I not rise, you vages, I'll give it take away from what you have already."
They never went to the king for higher wages again.
Deep.